Earlier this spring, my neighbor Sam helped me plant two apple trees right up next to our garage. Though our backyard is pretty large, we don't have much room for trees thanks to all the garden beds, so we decided that espaliering the trees, pruning and training the branches to grow along wires against the garage, would be the way to go. Sam was a bit of a Johnny heirloom apple tree in the neighborhood this spring. Thanks to him, I ended up with a Gravenstein and a Cor Pandupla, and they're growing beautifully. Thanks, Sam. The problem planting fruit trees, well, not the only problem, is that they take a few years to actually produce fruit. I mean, if I had planted these trees 5 years ago when we moved in, I'd be looking at a harvest in a couple of years max. I figure my daughter will possibly enjoy her first apple from one of our trees the year she graduates from high school. That's in 2016. At some point, I fantasized about having an orchard, about living on acres and growing all this fruit. When I took a field trip to an orchard I'd heard about in Monticello, Illinois, I'd envisioned acre upon acre of apple trees. You know, an orchard. When I got there, I discovered that Wolf Orchard had just a couple of acres in apples. But they were heirloom apples, 68 varieties of them, apples most of us have never even heard of, apples whose color and prolificness defied description. There were thousands of apples on these trees. Thousands. Once again, even though I automatically championed small for myself, I found myself thinking way too big where others were concerned. Ron and Hope Wolf, the orchard's proprietors for the last 22 years, are doing just fine, thank you.
I think Ron decided he would like to grow a few apple trees or a few fruit trees just as a hobby after he retired. And that was the business plan. And a few fruit trees grew into a lot of fruit trees and then more and more varieties. And it is just an interesting project and an interesting hobby.
Then we had a lot of fruit, and we didn't know what to do with all this fruit. First, we started selling out of our garage, just by word of mouth, some people that we knew. And then we went getting bigger and bigger. We built the shed, and we just expanded, and it just grew.
The recent interest in getting food from local sources has given them about all the business they can handle, says Hope.
Well, you know, when we first began, we noticed that our population of customer was the older customers that had heard of these and had these type apples, these heirloom apples, when they were growing up or on their farms or in their backyards. So that was the beginning of the attraction. And then, by word of mouth mostly, it was the varieties that brought a lot of people in. And then the fact that they can taste of these apples and get a little bit of a history of each apple when they come to visit. And the kids are the ones that have the most fun. They will taste everything.
They've planted every tree themselves and have tasted every apple. Hope's a whiz at telling you which apples are best in a pie. You have to have a mix of sweet and tart to get the best flavor. And tasting these apples is a revelation. Where else in town is one able to eat a couple of apples worth of slices from apples named Northern Spy or Winter Banana or Smokehouse? I know, apples are apples, right? But they're not. These apples all look, smell, and taste different. They have seasons. What was ready in August is done by October, but another apple comes in to take its place. Basically, it was driven home that we're completely missing out if we only eat the 5 to 8 varieties of apple available in a traditional supermarket. And the more of those apples we eat, the less likely it is that the heirloom varieties will survive. It's partially why Ron and Hope have spent their retirement growing apples.
I was aware that a lot of these old varieties, some of them well over 200 years old, were going extinct. I decided I would do my thing and try to grow some of the older varieties and preserve them.
Do yourself a favor and grab an apple from someplace besides the grocery store. Make a pie or an apple cake with caramel sauce or Hope's suggestion, fried apples. Revel in apple season. It only comes once a year.
Lisa Brock's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.